Beyond Consciousness with Dr. Steve G. Jones, Module 4, Meditation. Welcome to the module that's going to teach you about meditation. Now, let's talk first of all about why meditation is so beneficial. It can improve health issues, for one thing, and the relaxation and inward focus of meditation helps you to relax more. You can measurably lower your blood pressure, reduce your risk of stroke and heart disease, promote a healthy weight, alleviate chronic pain. All of these things can be accomplished with meditation. Now, if you have anything like this that I've mentioned that concerns you, your first plan of action should be to see a medical doctor. But with their blessing, you can use meditation to work on these situations, to lower your blood pressure, to relax more, to calm yourself down. Let's face it, stress is a tremendous source of health challenges. So if you can eliminate it, or at least reduce it, then you can live a longer, healthier life. But you always do that under the blessings of a medical doctor. Now, meditation can also help improve mental clarity and, of course, as I mentioned, decrease stress. And when we decrease stress, we find that our mental clarity increases automatically, because sometimes you may notice you may get a little scattered. You may find that you've got all sorts of thoughts going through your mind. Well, when you focus, because of being able to be calm, you find that you're more clear. So meditation has been demonstrated to improve mental health in this regard. It also helps you regain balance for a happier life, and it recharges your mind's battery, if you will, so that you can function at a higher level, and it can be a catalyst to achieving your goals. Think about it. Certain forms of meditation allow people to find answers to overcoming the challenges that they're facing. A person can build mental focus so that accomplishing things becomes easier. That's the way I use it, and that's the way I invite you to use it. And you can also see clearly paths that you can take to determine the correct one. If you can see a few alternative paths, ways that you can go in life, you can choose which one will work best for you. Meditation can allow you to do all these things simply by allowing you to think about them, to open your mind and focus on them. Meditation can also help you become more aware of yourself. Becoming more aware of who you are can give you the power to change. Once you're aware of yourself and what you're doing and how you're being perceived and how that's affecting your life, well, you can make some changes that enhance your life. Once you target areas that you need to work on with your mind, well, meditation can help tremendously. You can also help yourself rebuild your belief system and focus on success and happiness. So let's talk about the types of meditation. Well, first of all, there's mantra meditation. This allows you to focus on certain beliefs or a state that you wish to achieve. And this is done by repeating a word or phrase known as a mantra. For example, repeating "I am happy" is a good mantra. There's also visualization meditation. This meditation helps you practice the future. That's right, practice the future. Practice what's going to happen in the future, or just allows you to unwind. By visualizing what you want to have happen in the future, your subconscious mind becomes programmed to move toward that future, to create it. So you can visualize what you want in your life, or what you want your life to be like, and how you're going to get it, how you're going to arrive there. Also, you can imagine yourself in your beautiful oasis. This can be just a form of using visualization meditation to relax. There's also spiritual meditation. This is a way to connect with your higher power, or the creator, or universal energy. And it can be very different for everyone based on their own beliefs. As you can imagine, someone of a certain religious persuasion using spiritual meditation would have a different experience from someone of another spiritual or religious persuasion. Now, this type of meditation can be extremely enlightening and beneficial. There's also mindfulness meditation. This is meditation in which you focus on anything that comes to mind without judging, and it allows you to become aware of more, and it allows you to become aware of more things around you, and to clearly comprehend what's going on around you. So let's talk about learning to meditate. First of all, creating a daily ritual is very powerful. So just choose a time of day that you can be alone and in a quiet place. Some people say that the morning is best for them when they first wake up. For some people, it's the evening. For others, they enjoy taking a break during the day. Perhaps they like to meditate at the office. Just close the door, block out everyone and everything, unplug the phone, turn off the phone, and just relax and meditate. So find the best place to relax and also the best time. Choose a place that's away from clutter and other people. You don't want to be influenced by other people's energy. For example, a locked room, like an office that I mentioned, or in a peaceful meadow, as long as it's peaceful to you and allows you to unwind. And then you calm your mind and body completely. Now, you want to do this in a comfortable seated position or lying down. Some people feel that the only way to meditate is in the lotus position. You know the lotus position where your legs are crossed, your back is upright, your chin is parallel with the floor, your eyes are closed, your wrists are resting gently on your knees, your palms are facing upward, and you're making the OK sign by touching the tip of your left thumb to the tip of your left index finger, and the tip of your right thumb to the tip of your right index finger. This is what we call the lotus position. It's not necessary for meditation. So whether you're sitting or lying down, it doesn't matter as long as you're stable. So if you were to lean one way or the other, you wouldn't fall out of anything. So a bed is great for this, a big comfortable chair like a recliner or a couch, or you can even lie down on the floor if you want. Or you can, if you want, you can sit up. You can sit in the meditative position if you want. You can sit in the lotus position, the standard meditative position. It's up to you. But it's all about you being relaxed so that you can focus. Let's face it, if it hurts to sit in the lotus position, then why do that? Because all you're going to focus on if you're in pain is the pain itself. And then you're going to have to block that out on top of working on meditating. So make yourself comfortable. Make yourself relaxed. Allow yourself to unwind. And then you'll want to close your eyes and breathe deeply and slowly in and out and think about relaxing all of your muscles. I like to imagine a lake. Some people are visual, some people are auditory, some people are kinesthetic. So some people like to feel the relaxation coming in. Some people like to hear a lot of chatter and then let it simmer down and become calm. I like to focus on a lake. And a lake, when I first see it, will be a little choppy. Perhaps the water will be moving, making ripples, but then it calms down. Now, I don't need that lake to be perfectly flat and calm like a mirror, but I do want it to calm down enough that I know that I'm relaxed and I'm able to focus. So let that lake or that sound or that motion in your mind happen, let it play out, and then let it calm down. And as that motion or sound or some sort of movement that you're seeing in your mind goes through its motions, goes through its sounds, goes through what it's doing, you're going to find that it does calm down and does relax. As it does, you're going to find that you are then in a meditative state. And by the way, a meditative state is really no different than a hypnotic state. You're able to make positive changes in your mind when you're in a meditative state. It's just generally a less formalized approach, whereas hypnosis oftentimes goes through a procedure. Meditation does use a procedure as well, but it's more about just relaxing and letting your mind clear in the case of meditation. So choose a type of meditation that works best for you, and you can combine different meditation styles if you'd like to. Let's talk about how meditation allows us to align with our goals. Well, meditation provides insight and concentration, allows you to be very relaxed, and allows you to concentrate by focusing on specific things and making them very clear, making them the only thing you're focusing on. And this gives us the mindset we need to make things happen. Using mantras and visualization can also help. So you can combine different types of meditation. Meditation can help us shift into action. Meditation can also help us use the law of attraction. It produces positive vibrational energy, which makes our desires obtainable. You know the law of attraction. What you focus on, you get. So how about focusing on positive things that you want to have in your life while you're meditating? Now realize that during meditation, your subconscious mind can be retrained to align with your goals. So if you've found that you've gotten off track with fears or worries or doubts, those can be addressed during meditation to get you back on track, to get you realigned, to get you excited about your goals again, to get you refocused, to get you dedicated to what it is that you want to accomplish. You can also work on confidence and determination and just assuring yourself that everything's going to be all right. Now, I feel that the time that works best for me for meditation would be right when I'm about to go to sleep. Previously, I meditated when I woke up, but as it turned out, when I woke up, I wasn't totally alert yet, and I wasn't really thinking about what I wanted to focus on. I was just kind of thinking, wow, I'm just working on waking up here. So for me, the nighttime is great because I've already been through the day, and during the day, I've made note of a few things that I want to meditate on before I go to sleep, things that I want to clear from my mind. Perhaps something was bothering me, or perhaps I left something unfinished that I want to do the next day. So rather than going to sleep with all these thoughts working through my mind and keeping me up in bed at night, what happens is I focus on just letting them play out, seeing them in my mind, understanding that they're just part of life, whatever they may be, something I need to do, something I wish I had done, something that I will do, whatever it is that's floating through my mind, I let it play out. And then I become strategic about it, and I allow myself to make a plan so that the next day will be better, so that I will do my best to accomplish what I need to accomplish, to accept what I need to accept, to move forward in the various areas of my life that I'm working on. So meditation for me at the end of the day is perfect. And I usually use a visualization meditation where I visualize what I want to work on. So I focus on what I want to do the next day or the next week or sometimes even 5 years or 10 years out. I focus on what I want to do in the future, both the near future in the short term and the distant future in the long term. I focus on what I want to accomplish, but that's only after I've addressed the things that are on my mind. Sometimes things are bothering me. Sometimes there are things that I wish I had done or that I focus on doing in the future, but at the same time, I have tension about not having done them. So I let all of that play out. I address all of that. I acknowledge all of that. Sometimes it's tension and stress. I acknowledge all of it, and then I focus on what I can do and what I will do. And I end my meditation by putting together a plan for what I actually will do, because my intentions are everything and your intentions are everything. What you intend to do is what you will do. So if you want something to change, you have to intend to change it, to do your part in making it better. Sometimes that part is just changing your thoughts. Sometimes it requires specific action. So whatever it is that you need to work on, meditation time is a great time to get a plan together that you will then follow through with. Now, in the next module, we're going to take this up a notch. We're going to get back into metaphysical learning, and we're going to talk about the Akashic Records. A very fascinating topic, something I think you'll really enjoy. I think you're going to get a lot out of it. The Akashic Records are a record of everything that ever has happened and everything that ever will happen. Sounds exciting, doesn't it? Well, there's a catch. You have to use your powers for good. Just like in the movie Back to the Future, when the characters found out what was going to happen, they attempted to use that knowledge for gain. Well, things didn't quite work out as they thought they would. So you have to be prepared before going in the next module to use your powers for the benefit of others, to have other people's best interests in mind. So get ready for that. Get ready to learn about the Akashic Records. I'm Dr. Steve G. Jones, hoping you have an outstanding day.